Tonight, Erica Nina Meir, Women's Learning Division of Adas Yeshurin. We are learning Shmuel Aleph. We are in Chof Ches. Tonight, we are going to get into two very difficult concepts. Very difficult concepts. Revison Brody, I'm going to ask you to move up to this table so that you can use that safer, because tonight we're going to, unless you have the Malbim in that one, I don't think you do. So we're going to learn straight Malbim tonight. And the Malbim here is just incredible. Mamish incredible. Now, if you remember, last week we had this incredible story about Shoal going to an Ove. There's one right there. Shoal's going to an Ove.
Oh, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Vayehi Vayom Mahem, let's read through a few psukim here quickly. Vayikbitzu Plishtim Esbachaneim. The Plishtim gathered their forces, Latzavo, for an army, Liochem Yisrael to fight the Jews. Vayimur Ochish al David Yodoe, Teidaki Iti Teitze Bamachin of Ato Vanashecho. I know the Iti Teitze Machin about you coming out with us to do battle. Vayimur David Alochish, Lachin Atasaydas, Sheshayasa Vadecho, Vayimur Ochish al David, Lachin Shambalaroshi Asimcha Kalyomim. Ushmuel Mace. We spoke about this last week. Shmuel died, but Yisrael called Yisrael. Everybody eulogized him, they buried him in Ramah, Ubi'iro, and in the city. What is that about? Why does it say they buried him in two places? We spoke about that last week as well. And Vishol Hesir Esa Avos Esyedonim Me'aretz. Shall remove the Avos. Avos meaning those people who practice this type of witchcraft. While Shmuel was alive, they were removed. Yikbetsu Plishtim. The Plishtim gathered Vevo Vayachanu Beshunem Vikvod Sholos Kol Yisrael Vayachanu Ba Gilboa Vayar Sholos Machan the Plishtim Vayir Vayacharad Livo Maod. Shol saw them, he became very frightened. Vayishal Shol Hashem. Shol asked Hashem, Pelanu Hashem. Hashem didn't answer. Gam Bachaloyim, as he tried through dreams, Gam Baurim through the Matum, Gam Neviim, got no answers. Vayam Shol Alavado Bakshul Yeshes Balas Oiv. Find me if there is any Oiv left. Vayachelav Yed Rishol Bo. Vayam Alavado Oiv Hine Yeshes Balas. Bain Dorit, there's one left there. It doesn't say only the one left, but there is one there. Vayishape Shol, Vayilvash Begadim Achirim, Vayilachu Shnei Anoshim Yimo Vayavo Leisha Loila Vayomakasomino Liba Oiv Vahali Li Esasher Omar Eloich. I want you to listen to me. You know what Shol did? Shol did not identify himself. He said, you know what Shol did? He tried to kill me. He swore to her and he said, you will not be committing a sin if you do this. What are you doing? You are Shoal yourself. Don't be afraid. Okay, so she was able to bring up Shoal. Now my mother-in-law, Talita, who was here last week, was very bothered, as was everybody else. What is going on over here? How could a woman through witchcraft bring up Shmuel? How could this happen? What is going on? So I'd like you to please turn to the Malbim now on Pasuk Gimel. Shmuel Mace. Okay, are you ready? We have a lot of things here to discuss. First things, Shmuel died. Kahuska Zed, this is already mentioned. Why repeat it? Four reasons, says the Malbim. There's only the Malbim can do. What are the four reasons? Number one, nobody would go to an Ov and ask an Ov what to do. Nobody would do such a silly thing because Shmuel was alive. And therefore what? Because Shmuel was alive. See, he says, because when Shaul was alive, he told everybody what they needed to know. And even in his days, there were many Nevi'im. Here's point number one. When Shmuel died, Nistam Chazoin Uposka HaNevu'ah. Shmuel was the source of all Nevi'im. He died, no more Nevi'im. Now we said this had to be only temporarily, because it could not have been permanently, because there were more Nevi'im after Shmuel. But it means it was a stoppage. It was a stoppage here. And the Nevuah stopped for a little while. Okay, number one. That's the first thing the Malbim points out. Number two, says the Malbim, that Nistam Chazoinu Poska Nevuah, but Yechelu Omar, right? Some people had to go back to Oivin Yedaiti because there was a temporary stoppage of being able to find out what was going on. Number one. And therefore, Shul had to make sure they were destroyed. Fine. He explains now why it says that twice. Skip a few lines if you can. And it says, Ushmul Mace. Do you see those words, Ushmul Mace? There's a little bays right before it says Ushmul Mace. You have it?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh, it's further down?
Yeah.
Like 3 lines before the final. Shmuel Meis, Shmuel died, the Plishim came to war. Why? Shevetchila his yaru b'pnei koicho shel Shmuel. Initially they were afraid. What were they afraid of?
The
Kofes of Shmuel? Yeah. Asher Yudovid, my David was alive. Because the Meis of Shmuel was the leader at that moment. And when Shmuel died, they felt the canopy of protection was severed, and they could attack. Pella. So Shmuel was the source of Nevuah, and Shmuel was the source of protection. Next, Shmuel Meis. Umitzad zeh vayar shol vayaro vayecharat liboy shat ato hayenochoin liboy batuach b'schus Shmuel. Shol was certain that as long as Shmuel was alive, Klal Yisrael had protection. May I jump forward 3,000 years? The Chazon Ish said that as long as Reb Baruch Be'er was alive in Europe with Reb Shimon Shkop, he did not believe the Holocaust could happen because they were protecting Klal Yisrael. Powerful. Time is already Nifta. Time was Nifter in 33. They were Nifter in 40. Ushmul Meis. Shmuel died. But Yishal Shol Bo Voleyaneu. Vim Hoyachai, and had Shmuel been alive, Shol would have asked Shmuel. And he would not have to come on to an oif. Okay. Now, please continue with Pasuk Vov in the Malbim. Do you see Pasuk Vov now in the Malbim? It starts off with the words Eich Oma B'Divrei Hayomim Sheshol Meis. See that? Pasuk Vov. Now it says in our Pasuk here, Vayishal Shol B'Hashem. Shol Asked Hashem. You see that? Okay? Now, the Malbim is going to do something that only the Malbim does on a consistent basis in the Malbim's way. It's unbelievable. The Malbim, I told you many times, the Malbim died in 1878. In 1875, he was asked to become the chief rabbi of New York. The Malbim was one of the Gedolei HaDor in his time. The Malbim dedicated his life to writing a Pirush on Tanakh to fight Haskalah. The Malbim was a Gedolei HaDor. He could have written the Pirush on Shas. Instead, he wrote a Pirush on Tanakh. Dedicated his life. One of the only people alive who wrote a Pirush Pasek by Pasek from Bracious all the way to the end of the Rayam. All of Tanakh. Now, what does it say here? It says, Vayishal Shol Bashem. He said, I don't understand. In Divrei Yom, it says, Yeshol Meis Al Shaloi Doresh Bashem. He was not Doresh Hashem. And here it says, he asked Hashem. It's a stira. He said like this, Yeshol Bashem Veloy Neu. Gam bechaloyim, you see, the different yomim omar begam l'shol, gam l'shol, but oivid lidrosh v'li dorish v'Hashem. He was not dorish v'Hashem. Upoya ma'ima sheshol, asked Hashem. Ki yesh havdu. Now look at this. There's a difference between the word to be shoyel and to be dorish. What's the difference?
One's demanding.
He says, the difference in Sheila and Drisha is, Drisha hu shedoyresh umavakesh es Hashem b'chol liboy. Uvetila. V'yim hoya oisa kein, says the Malbim, had he done that? Hoya maver agzera. Hoya nena. He would have been answered. Aval hu loy dorash, raksho derech she'ilo levad. And the raya, because he asked first, very strange pasuk, says the Malbim. He went to dreams, then he went to the Rubatumim, then he went to the Nevi'im. Says the Malbim, he should have asked the opposite. First go to the Nevi'im. Because the Nevi'im are more connected to the Makor, which means Hashem. Afterwards you go to the Urim V'Tumim, which only have Ruach HaKodesh. And afterwards you go to Chaloy Mois, which are even less of an attachment. Why did he go first to Chaloy Mois, then to the Urim V'Tumim, and then to Hashem? They shall heichen levavai lidvei sesh Hashem v'hischo b'dover akal harochig mene kedusha shein terach hachona kol kach. What's easier to do? What's easier to do is Chaloy Mois. Doesn't require as much spiritual energy. Malbim saying he's saying a Tainan show. He's saying a Tainan show. A Tainan.
Why is it a Tainan to do what's more...
What's easier? Because when you want to... When you want to connect to Hashem, the way to connect to Hashem is Rachmono Libaboy. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. When he wants our hearts, that means we have to give it everything we got. Sometimes there's no Navi to ask. So you go to Rivum Ritumim. Sometimes there's no Navi to Ritumim. Then you go to Chaloy Mas. But you don't start off with Chaloy Mas. That's what the Malbim says. You don't start off with Chaloy Mas. Now.
And the Rivum Ritumim was on a lower level than the Vim?
Yes. You would think not like that, right? You would think because it's on the Choshen, which was on the chest of the Kohen Gadol, so maybe it should be higher. But the level of connection was called Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is a lower level than Nevuah. Okay, now Pasuk Yud Beis, please.
No.
In the Malbim, Pasuk Yud Beis. I said tonight we're going to learn Malbim. Kol Anshei Lev. Okay, find it. Starts with the words Kol Anshei Lev. Pasuk Yud Beis. That how is it possible that through kishuf, which means magic, you could bring up a navi? That's, as I said, that was really what was bothering me, bothering my mother-in-law last week and many other people. What's up, shot? How could this be? Shmuel, the giant of giants, Shmuel Hanavi, one of the greatest people who ever lived, some practitioner of Tumah could bring him up, man or woman. How's it? What's it going on here? The Emor Hagoyim Rishum ben Chofni, Shekol Maisa Oiv Hoyedol V'Kozei V'Toilim. One teretz is it really didn't happen. It was all fake. Another teretz is Ukleah Hadimian. A whole bunch of different teretzim. Then it says, if you're following me in the words, it says, the Arbavanel says it was a shade, hislavish begufay shel Shmuel. You see those words? The Arbavanel. How about the Akedas Yitzchak? You see the words? Vayema bal Akedas Yitzchak. She eschila bepula. She only started, then Shmuel came up. Okay, work through the word. Now, ulam lama lanu had the chukim ha'atzumim ha'elah. Do you find those words? Ulam. Ulam. Says the Malbim, unbelievable. Lama lanu hadachukim atzum eila. Why go into all types of answers for this question? Halechazal biagodoseim sipru maisa oiv. Okay, now here we go, Rabbi Say. I do not know. I can translate the words. I have a little bit of a feeling of understanding, but I do not know exactly what's happening here. Are you ready? Haloi Chazal biagodoseim sipru maisa oiv sheyenoig adayin v'mei chachmei mishnah batalm. Chazal talk about Ov. The power of this magic of Ov was still functioning in the time of Chazal. You know what that means? It was functioning until the year 500 CE. Not too long ago. Vehidu. They could bring the nefashos up from the grave. V'yomru, Shamaila ro'ehu, who the one who brought him up saw him. V'anishal, and one who asked for him to be brought up, shomea iskolo, heard the voice. V'yomru, Shimhanishal, who had joked, if the one who is asking for the person to be brought up is a head yot, then the person comes up feet first. But if the person who's asking is a melech, then the person who comes up head first. Oile kedarko. Because there's safru mitzad shahoysam balacha zayis no das. You know how Chazal spoke about this? Because it was done during their times. No heges bimeim. V'yadu kol skulaseha. Ulam asher tispale eich yimshel hakishev al nefesh hanavi. Good! It was possible for it to happen, but in the neshama of a Navi. Kvar biyarti b'drush hamiyuchad. I already explained this. Ki ha-neshama ha-netzeles milamaylo hi tistalek tekev b'moves ha-odom b'toshu el holakim ashenisna. When a person dies, rachmanu l'tzlan, the neshama immediately ascends l'mayla. Okay, that's good so far? Yes? Ulam ha-nefesh ha-yilo'oynis ha-mishave im ha-gevia. But that level of nefesh that stayed with the body throughout its sojourn in this world, hilo-tistalik, it does not leave the body, ad kolois ha-gevia bekever achir b'ishchedesh. For 12 months it doesn't leave. What?
The kever.
For 12 months, there's still some piece, part, darga of neshama. K'moshe kosev kliyid beis chaydeshi oylov yaredes. It goes up and down. Ki yesh lo kesher atzmi imagviyah, because it still has an attachment to the body that it lived in. V'kol oyid shelo nasa bo melocho ha'aklamiyah ayidei atzirif azichuch sheyiv lo ha'gufi yispardu chaloko v'adayin hi lamato v'yesh koyach loiv lim shalalel. If it's still within 12 months and the neshama has not ascended completely, then the Ov has the ability to bring that neshama. Not the part of the neshama which has already gone to Shamayim. V'yesh lo koyach lahagir asidis ayidei fulas hakesem, and there is a koyach to be able to tell future through this endeavor. Ubekol zeh nishmas Yisrael nishmas Shmuel ho yoyino bekvoido tamu lefnei Hashem ve'atzos ha'chaim. The neshama of Shmuel that died immediately and went up to Shemayim, nobody brought that down. That was staying there with HaKadosh Baruch. Hirak haruach shudovak adayin magviyah, only that secondary level neshama that was together with the guf, that's fate. Sholit beruach lekalis es ruach haydei kesef. Is Hashama v'teiri isha Shmuel v'tizak. She saw Shmuel. She rasa she'ola kedar koi. She saw that Shmuel came up head first. She screamed, understanding that she was standing therefore in front of Shaul, and she got completely nervous. Okay, I'd like to explain this for a moment, if you don't mind. I believe I told you last week the story of the Marsha. Zelu mazer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu evens the playing field all the time. Otherwise, Bechira would falter. So, during the time of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, earlier obviously Rashi and the Rambam, later the Rosh and the Mordechai, they were incredible people walking the planet Earth with incredible Kedusha, incredible Ruchnias. To counter that, there had to be Koyach by the Goyim to be able to do such things. The Malbim is telling us, based on Chazal, that during the time of the Tanoim and the Amoroim, Oiv still had power. It was the ability to bring back people, as we say, from the dead. With such an ability. It's incredible. Able to bring back people from the dead. It's incredible. Incredible to think of. So, what an unbelievable concept. So now I'd like to put everything together. Shmuel was alive. He was the power plant for all Nevuah. Shmuel was alive. He was the canopy of protection during Muhammad. Shmuel died. His neshama el yona, or whatever term we're supposed to use, went to Shammai. Shaul was in an incredible quandary.
Is that the same Elyon, like Tam Elyon?
Yes, Elyon. Shaul was in an incredible quandary. He needed to have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah shut down. Shaul had died. Temporarily again, but it shut down. Says the Malbim, it was a problem. Instead of trying to be doyresh with all of his kaifas, which, says the Malbim incredibly, would have stopped the gezeira, temporarily, he says, but it would have stopped the gezeira, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. What happened as a result? The gezeira continued. And therefore, he answers that what is seemingly a contradiction between Divrei Yomim and Shmuel is not a contradiction. In Divrei Yomim, Shaul is blamed for not being a Derech Hashem. In Shmuel, it says that Shaul was a Shoel from Hashem, not a Derech. That's a Taina, says the Malbim. So here we have this great Jew named Shmuel, who was everything to the Jewish people. The Koyach of Nevuah, the Koyach of protection. And the Plishtim knew that also, and that's why they attacked. Shaul was the leader, anointed by Shmuel. And Shaul didn't make it. He remained a tzaddik. One of the few who was a leader at the time of David HaMelech, who started up with David HaMelech, but remained a tzaddik, maintained his place in Olam Haba. But here was his mistake in this juncture, according to the Malbim. He did not put all of his kaychas into what he was doing. How he did it, Isser, maybe we'll talk about next week. It's Osser to go to Ov. How did he go to Ov? It's going to be another issue. But he went to Ov, and Ov, he explains, because of the koyach of the fact that it was within 12 months of death, is able to bring up the lower level neshama. Whatever that means. But all of this is because when there are great people who have koyach through tahara, there are people who have koyach, great koyach, through tum. That's what's going on here. That's the fright. That's scary. And this story is mentioned explicitly in the Navi. It's mentioned explicitly in the Navi. It's a pachad. It's a pachad. Mentioned explicitly in the Navi.
I know we didn't get to the end, but I know the end. No, when Shaul dies, so he's not. I think I read like he's not blamed for that. Or
well, that's what we're going to see. We have a minute or two left. We can go a little further just to show you what happens here. By Yomer Allah and Pasuk Yudalid Ma Toaro, right? She said. And Pasuk Gimel, "V'yom Eloi Hamelach Al Tiri Kimara Isa V'Toymar Ishal Shol Elokim Ra'isi Olim Menoritz," which we said means, Chazal say it means that Moshe Rabbeinu came up as well, which is very hard to understand. And the answer that the Malbim says is because all the Nevi'im got their koyach from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore when he came up, he was able to pull some piece of Moshe with him. And Shmuel came up. She, as we said earlier, can only see but can't hear the voice. He was able to hear the voice. So Shmuel came up. Why did you do this? What should I do? I'm in the middle of a battle. I have nowhere to turn. Oh, he's not answering me. I went to Nevi'im, I went to Chalomis, and I got no answer. Here the order is reversed. Okay, so next week we're going to continue and see what is going on over here. What is going on over here is this incredible, I guess you have to call it an episode. So Belina will try to talk about how is it possible that Shaul did something Shaul Pi Alecha, and how is it possible that, how is it possible they brought up Shmuel? That we explain. How is it possible we did something? That we'll try to explain next week, Beis Hashem. Thank you all for coming.